Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, it's... I mean, a very unusual story that I came across. I'm from Monaghan, and in 2016, I was commissioned to write a piece for the 1916 centenary and was doing a bit of research around the border area and movement of populations. And I came across a line in a history book about a Soviet commune that took place in the psychiatric hospital in Monaghan town. It was the Monaghan Asylum at the time. And it was basically that the workers had been on strike. It was after the Spanish flu pandemic, and they were looking for both better working conditions and more equitable working conditions. They wanted pay equity between male and female workers, and they weren't being given any of these demands. And the revolutionary Patter O'Donnell, who was a union leader at the time, was working in Monaghan with the Transport and General Workers Union. And they convinced him to come in and lead a strike for them. And he in turn convinced them that they should lock themselves into the hospital compound, because in that way they wouldn't compromise on patient care. So they ended up barricading the gates and raising a red flag and becoming and declaring themselves an independent commune, and basically completely reorganized and restructured the way that the asylum functioned and integrated the patients into the, you know, the running of this commune. So it was this very radical and very hopeful moment that occurred, you know, just before Irish independence. And I suppose for me, it was so much in contrast to the 20th century history of institutionalization that, you know, we're all too aware of. And so I suppose I wanted really to look at the 20th century through the lens of this forgotten moment in our past.
I'm bringing it in the form of an opera. How was that? What was that process? Like, I know it's already it had a run in 2021 in the Abbey. So you've kind of seen it brought to life already. But what was the process like bringing it all together?
I mean, it was a very long process in a way. This was my first opera, and I think that the research took, there were two main phases. There was, you know, the looking up the historical moment of the Soviet and I suppose its context in terms of like Irish psychiatric history. And I did a lot of, you know, interviewing people and, you know, both people who would be experts, say, in psychiatric care, but also in the history of institutions and even local historians around the Monaghan area. But the big fear for me was then, because the central idea of the show was always to tell the story from the perspective of a patient who decades later is still in the same institution and whose freedoms have been taken away and who sort of relives this moment of the Soviet commune as her way of accessing personal freedom. And the concern always then is that, you know, you don't do justice to the richness and intelligence and, you know, the full humanity of that character. So I went over and stayed in a psychiatric hospital in Switzerland for 2 months in 2019. I had read a book by the director of this hospital who had spoken a lot about the use of the arts as a way of re-socializing people after periods of acute mental illness. And those 2 months that I spent had a huge impact on the voices that you hear in the opera, and I suppose the multiple voices that you hear and the, you know, very different types of perspectives and intelligences, you know, that come across through it. And I think that, you know, in the end, you know, between that and the, you know, great collaborators that I have working on the project, it has become, you know, it's I suppose very different from maybe the opera that people would be used to seeing, in that it's a show. There are dances and face-offs and football matches and, you know, lots of varied and colourful voices. So I think, you know, what surprised people in the Abbey was that, yes, there's the sort of the darkness of the story, you know, and the challenging bits, but, you know, there's a lot of humour in it as well.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.